What?
The grate.
What about some kind of coal scuttle? Do some people use them?
What?
A coal scuttle?
They bring the coal in the house and scuttles.
That's what you used to bring it in with?
Mm-hmm.
What did those things look like?
Oh, the coal scuttle looks like a pitcher. Looks like a big pitcher. Like a big one, a real black tin, a long hound, and look like a pitcher. You've seen a water pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Yes.
Talking about a stove, what do you call the pipe that goes from the stove up to the ceiling? That's
the stove pipe.
The stove pipe. What about the part on the outside? What is that?
The pipe goes up into the chimney.
What is that?
A flue.
A flue. And that's the pipe that goes from up to the chimney.
Yes.
I see. You mentioned wheelbarrow a minute ago. Have you ever heard people call a wheelbarrow anything else? You ever heard them call it a Georgia buggy?
I don't think I have.
Don't think so?
Yeah. Because I have my junk carried off the water carrier up in his wheelbarrow all the time.
What about if a farmer had an axe and he wanted to put an edge on the axe? What would he probably use to sharpen it?
Grindstone.
Now, will a grindstone put a fine edge on it?
Will. Axe, knife, anything.
Well, now, what is one that you could hold in your hand and use to sharpen a knife or something like that?
I just call it a rock.
Just call it a rock? You ever heard people call it a wet rock?
What?
Wet rock. Same thing. And what about this thing, this thing with four wheels that I drove up in? What do you call that?
Car.
Is that a car? You ever heard people call that anything else?
Automobile.
Say if my car started squeaking, making all these noises, I might take it into a filling station and tell them to put it up on the rack and do what to it? Make it stop squeaking. What would he probably do to it?
What, fix the muffler on it?
Or if it wasn't the muffler, if it was just squeaking in the joints, you know, somewhere, what could he put on it to?
Grease it, I guess.
Grease it. And if he got that stuff all over his hands, you'd say his hands were what?
Grease it top.
If he just got that grease all over his hands, you'd say his hands were real.
I can think of that, but grease it.
Just grease it. And talking about taking your car to a filling station, you might ask him to open the hood and look up under it and check the oil. Talking about that, you know, in the days before you had electric lamps, what did you call that stuff that you burned in the lamps?
Kerosene. We call it coal oil.
Coal oil. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of making a temporary lamp, taking maybe a bottle and some kerosene and a wick? Making one just temporary like that?
Yeah, I've done it. Lights go out and tile up under the stone. I've done it, and then that lights came in while we were fixing our bed at church when we had a revival at night.
Did you call those things anything in particular?
Grease lamps.
What?
Grease lamps.
Grease lamps. Have you ever heard people around here call it flambeaux? I'm not nervous.